Chapter 5. How to drive safely. No manual can teach you how to operate a vehicle or be a safe driver. Driving requires skill you can only gain through instruction and practice, and even then, it all depends on how you choose to apply what you have learned. Don't be a distracted driver. Distracted driving occurs any time you take your eyes off the road, your hands off the wheel, and your mind off your primary task of driving safely. Driving requires decision-making and critical thinking, and 90% of driving decisions are based on what we see. You risk a crash when you try to do something else while you drive, and when you look away from the road ahead. Distractions include texting, using a cell phone or smartphone, eating and drinking, talking to or arguing with passengers, grooming, reading, including maps, using a navigation system, watching a video, adjusting a radio, CD player, or MP3 player, being drowsy, sleepy, fatigued, or stressed. Texting is the most alarming distraction because it involves simultaneous manual, visual, and cognitive distraction. Sending or reading a text takes your eyes off the road for 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's like driving the length of an entire football field while blindfolded. Arrive alive. Don't text and drive. All distractions endanger driver, passenger, and bystander safety, and increase your risk of crashing. What is commonly referred to as multitasking really isn't. Your brain is actually dealing with one task at a time, but shifting between tasks very quickly. Protect lives by never texting or talking on the phone while driving. Calls can wait. Be a good passenger, buckle your seatbelt, and speak up if the driver in your car is distracted. Encourage your friends and family to drive phone-free. Most Montana cities have passed laws against texting and talking on cell phones while driving. If there are things you think you need to take care of while you are behind the wheel, wait until you can safely pull over to the side of the road and stop. Always keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Remember, it is not only your life in your hands, but also all the lives of those that are affected by your choices. Buckle up and make sure all your passengers are buckled as well. Never consume alcohol and drive. Visit http://www.distraction.gov/ for more information. Basic driving. Starting. Check the vehicle owner's manual for the best starting procedures for the vehicle. The procedures vary depending on whether the vehicle has electronic ignition and on the type of transmission. Make sure the parking brake is on before you start the vehicle. If the vehicle has a manual transmission, it must not be in gear, and in some vehicles, you must depress the clutch. For a vehicle that has an automatic transmission, you must put the shift selector in park. The vehicle will not start otherwise. Accelerating. Accelerate gradually and smoothly. Trying to start too fast can cause the drive wheels to spin, particularly on slippery surfaces, and cause the vehicle to slide. With a manual shift vehicle, practice using the clutch and accelerator so that the engine does not over-rev or stall when shifting between gears. Steering. Use a proper grip. Both hands should be placed on opposite sides of the steering wheel, for example, at the 9 and 3 o'clock positions or the 8 and 4 o'clock positions of newer vehicles equipped with airbags mounted in the steering wheel. This position is comfortable, and on high-speed roads allows you to make turns without taking your hands off the wheel. This may give you better control in critical situations. Look well down the road, not just at the road in front of your vehicle. Look for traffic situations where you will need to steer before you get to them. This way, you have time to steer smoothly and safely. When turning corners, turn the steering wheel using the hand-over-hand technique. Do not turn the wheel with just the palm of one hand or you could lose control. When you complete a turn, straighten out the steering wheel by hand. Letting it slip through your fingers could be dangerous. Controlling speed. The best way to control your speed is to know how fast you are going. Check the speedometer often. People are not very good at judging how fast they are going. You may be going much faster than you think. This is especially true when you leave high-speed roads and are driving on much slower local roads. Follow the speed limit signs. They are there for your safety. If the road or weather is bad, you may need to drive below the speed limit. Stopping. Be alert so that you know when you will have to stop well ahead of time. Stopping suddenly is dangerous and usually points to a driver who was not paying attention. When you brake quickly, you could skid and lose control of your vehicle. You also make it harder for drivers behind you to stop without hitting you. Try to avoid panic stops by seeing events well in advance. By slowing down or changing lanes, you may not have to stop at all, and if you do, it can be a more gradual and safer stop. Seeing well. Most of what you do in driving depends on what you see. To be a good driver, you need to see well. The single biggest contributor to crashes is failing to see what is happening. You must look down the road, to the sides, and behind your vehicle, and be alert for unexpected events. At night and at other times when it's hard to see, you must use your headlights. For example, in many crashes with motorcycles, bicycles, and pedestrians, drivers reported that they looked but did not see them. Drivers must be alert to what is going on around them. Many crashes occur because drivers do not pay enough attention to their driving. Do not take your eyes off the road for more than a few seconds at any one time. For example, if you need to look at a map, pull safely off the road before you try to look at it. Do not try to read the map while you are driving. If you have a mobile phone or two-way radio, avoid using it when the vehicle is in motion. Even with hands-free equipment, talking on a phone or radio takes your attention away from driving, and can make you less likely to notice hazardous situations. Do not drive with headphones or earbuds. They make it too hard to hear emergency horns and sirens. When passing a crash with emergency responders, someone getting a ticket, or other roadside activity, do not take your eyes off the road and do not slow down to stare, often called rubbernecking. If you take your eyes off the road to look at something, you could run into a vehicle that slowed or stopped in front of you. Slowing down to stare can also increase congestion. When you pass roadside incidents, keep your eyes on the road and get past them as safely and as soon as you can. Scanning. To be a good driver, you must know what is happening around your vehicle. You must look ahead, to the sides, and behind your vehicle. Scanning helps you to see problems ahead, vehicles and people that may be in the road by the time you reach them, signs warning of problems ahead, and signs giving directions. Look ahead. In order to avoid last-minute braking or the need to turn, you should look down the road at least 10 seconds ahead of your vehicle. By looking well ahead and being ready to stop or change lanes if needed, you can drive more safely, save on fuel, help keep traffic moving at a steady pace, and allow yourself time to better see around your vehicle and along the side of the road. Looking well down the road will also help you steer straighter with less weaving. In the city, 10 seconds is about one block. When you drive in city traffic, try to look at least one block ahead. On the highway, 10 seconds is about 4 city blocks or a quarter of a mile. Here is how to figure if you are looking 10 seconds ahead. 1. Find a non-moving object like a sign or telephone pole. 2. Start counting. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, etc., until you reach the object. 3. The number of seconds you counted is the number of seconds ahead that you were looking. You can be a safer driver by looking well ahead. You can avoid the need to stop or turn quickly. The less you have to stop or turn quickly, the less likely you are to run into someone or have someone run into you. By looking well ahead, you can save on fuel. Every time you have to stop quickly, it takes time and fuel to get your car back up to speed. Drivers who look well ahead and can slow down gradually or change lanes can avoid unnecessary braking that leads to lower miles per gallon. Traffic would flow more smoothly if everyone looked well ahead. Making driving changes before the last moment gives drivers behind you more time to react. The earlier you act, the less often someone behind you has to react quickly to your vehicle. By anticipating driving changes, you can drive more safely, and that helps drivers behind you drive more safely too. This also keeps traffic moving at a steady pace. Look to the sides. Because vehicles, pedestrians, or animals may cross or enter your path anytime, you should search and scan to the sides to make sure no one is coming. This is especially true at intersections and railroad crossings, where you should always expect a train. Intersections. Intersections are any place where traffic merges or crosses. They include cross streets, side streets, driveways, and shopping center or parking lot entrances. Before you enter an intersection, look both left and right for approaching vehicles and/or crossing pedestrians. If stopped, look both left and right just before you start moving. Look across the intersection before you start to move to make sure the path is clear through the intersection. Before you turn left across oncoming traffic, look for a safe gap in oncoming traffic. Look to the street you are turning into to make sure that no vehicles or pedestrians are in your path, leaving you stranded in the path of oncoming traffic. Look one more time in the direction of oncoming traffic before you turn. Unless prohibited, you may turn left from a one-way street onto another one-way street. Before turning right, make sure that there is no traffic approaching from your left and no oncoming traffic turning left into your path. Do not begin your turn without checking for pedestrians crossing where you will be turning. You may turn right on red unless prohibited. Do not rely on traffic signals or signs to stop cross traffic in front of you. Some drivers do not obey traffic signals or signs. At an intersection, look left and right even if other traffic has a red light or a stop sign. Always be watchful for red light runners. This is especially important just after your light has turned green. This is when drivers on the cross street are most likely to run a red light. Others who may not stop are individuals who have been drinking or other reckless drivers. Make sure you can clearly see crossing traffic before entering an intersection. If you were stopped and your view of a cross street is blocked, edge forward slowly until you can see. By moving forward slowly, crossing drivers can see the front of your vehicle before you can see them. This gives them a chance to slow down and warn you if needed. Whenever there is a lot of activity along the side of the road, there is a good chance that someone will cross or enter the road. Therefore, it is very important to look to the sides when you are near shopping centers, parking lots, construction areas, busy sidewalks, playgrounds, and schoolyards. Railroad crossings. As you approach any railroad crossing, look up and down the tracks to make sure a train is not coming. Do not assume that a train is not coming even if you have never seen one at that crossing before. That is one of the leading causes of fatalities at railroad crossings. At crossings with more than one track, wait until the passing train is well down the track before starting to cross. Another train could be coming, one that might have been hidden by the one that just passed. Look behind. Besides watching traffic ahead of you, you must check the traffic behind you. You need to check more often when traffic is heavy. This is the only way you will know if someone is following too closely or coming up too fast and will give you time to do something about it. It is very important to look behind for vehicles when you change lanes, slow down, back up, or are driving down a long or steep hill. When changing lanes. Whenever you want to change lanes, you must check that there are no vehicles in the lane you want to enter. This means you must check for traffic to the side and behind your vehicle before you change lanes. Changing lanes includes changing from one lane to another, merging onto a roadway from an entrance ramp, and entering the roadway from the curb or shoulder. When changing lanes, you should use your turn signal to indicate your lane change or merge. The best way to alert other drivers of your intention to change or merge lanes is by using your turn signal to indicate which lane you will be entering. Look into your rear view and side mirrors. Make sure there are no vehicles in the lane you want to enter. Make sure that nobody is about to pass you. Look over your shoulder in the direction you plan to move. Be sure no one is near the rear corners of your vehicle. These areas are called blind spots because you cannot see them through your mirrors. You have to turn your head and look. Check quickly. Do not take your eyes off the road ahead for more than an instant. Traffic ahead of you could stop suddenly while you are checking traffic to the sides, rear, or even over your shoulder. Also, use your mirrors to check traffic while you are preparing to change lanes, merge, or pull onto the roadway. This way you can keep an eye on cars ahead of you at the same time. Check over your shoulder just before you change lanes for traffic in your blind spot. Look several times if you need to so as not to look for too long a period at any one time. You must keep track of what traffic is doing in front of you and in the lane you are re-entering. Check the far lane. Be sure to check the far lane, if there is one, as someone in that lane may be planning to move into the same lane you want to enter. Check for other road users. Remember that there are other road users such as motorcycles, bicycles, and pedestrians that are harder to see than are cars and trucks. You should always be cautious when passing a bicycle because the cyclist may have to swerve into traffic to avoid an object on the road. Be especially alert when you are entering the roadway from the curb or driveway. When you slow down, you must check behind your vehicle whenever you slow down. This is very important when you slow down quickly or at points where a following driver would not expect you to slow down, such as private driveways or parking spaces. When pulling away from the curb, signal. Look over left shoulder and pull out when it is safe to do so. When you back up, it is hard for you to see behind your vehicle. Try to do as little backing up as possible. In a shopping center, try to find a parking space you can drive through so that you can drive forward when you leave. Where backing up is necessary, here are some hints that will help you back your vehicle safely. Check behind your vehicle before you get in. Children or small objects cannot be seen from the driver's seat. Place your right arm on the back of the seat and turn around so that you can look directly through the rear window. Do not depend on your rear view or side mirrors as you cannot see directly behind your vehicle. Back up slowly. Your vehicle is much harder to steer while you airbacking. Whenever possible, use a person outside the vehicle to help you back up. Night driving. 90% of driving decisions are based upon what we see. Because vision is reduced at night, drivers cannot see as well at night, so slow down. Night driving requires that you take into account not only the speed limit, but condition of the road, car, and weather. Any time from a half hour after sunset and a half hour before sunrise, or any time when, due to insufficient light conditions, persons or vehicles are not visible for 500 feet, you shall turn on your headlights. Headlights on upper beam, bright, shall reveal persons and vehicles for 350 feet, and when on lower beam, dim, for 100 feet. At dusk or on overcast days, you should turn on your headlights. Dim your lights within 1,000 feet of meeting a vehicle and within 500 feet when following one. Never drive with your parking lights, as oncoming traffic may think that you are stopped. A spotlight may be used just as long as you turn it off when approaching a motor vehicle. When meeting traffic at night, avoid looking directly at oncoming headlights. Instead, watch the right edge of the roadway and if an oncoming driver flicks his lights at you, check to be sure you have dimmed yours. The law not only requires dimming for approaching traffic, but it is courteous and safer to do so. Although sunglasses are a big help during the daylight hours, they reduce your visibility dangerously at night. Even tinted and some photo gray lenses can detract up to 30% of your night vision. All wearers of tinted lenses should use caution. If you have mechanical problems or a tire failure, be sure to slow down gently. Make no attempt to pull off the road until your vehicle is under control. Then, move to your right, out of the traffic lane as far as safely possible. If at night, be sure to leave your parking lights on and if your headlights are on, make sure that they are dimmed. Avoid night driving for long distances. When you are fatigued, stop at least every 2 hours for a short break, open the window or cold air vent to allow fresh air to circulate throughout the vehicle, sing or play the radio. If you become drowsy, pull off the road and take a nap, or better yet, find a room for the night. It's better to arrive at your destination a few hours later than never to arrive at all. Communicating. Crashes often happen because one driver does not see another driver, or when one driver does something the other driver does not expect. It is important that drivers let other road users know they are there and what they plan to do. Letting others know you are there. Some drivers do not always pay attention to what is going on around them. It is important that other road users know you are there. Use headlights. Besides helping you see at night, headlights help other people see you. If needed, flick your headlights to alert other road users you are there. Remember to turn on your headlights whenever you have trouble seeing others. If you have trouble seeing them, they are having trouble seeing you. On rainy, snowy, or foggy days, it is sometimes hard for other drivers to see your vehicle. In these conditions, headlights make your vehicle easier to see. Remember, if you turn on your wipers, turn on your headlights. Turn on your headlights when it begins to get dark. If you turn them on a little early, you will help other drivers see you. Whenever driving and lights are necessary, use your headlights. Parking lights are for parked cars only. When driving away from a rising or setting sun, turn on your headlights. Drivers coming toward you may have trouble seeing your vehicle. Your headlights will help them see you. Use your horn. People cannot see you unless they are looking your way. Your horn can get their attention. Use it whenever it will help prevent a crash. If there is no immediate danger, a light tap on the horn should be all you need. Give your horn a light tap. When a person on foot or on a bike appears to be moving into your lane of travel. When you are passing a driver who starts to turn into your lane. When there is a driver who is not paying attention or who may have trouble seeing you. When coming to a place where you cannot see what is ahead, like a steep hill, a sharp curve, or exiting a narrow alley. If there is danger, do not be afraid to sound a sharp blast on your horn. Do this when a child or older person is about to walk, run, or ride into the street. Another car is in danger of hitting you. You have lost control of your vehicle and are moving toward someone. When not to use your horn. There are several occasions when you should not use your horn. They are to encourage someone to drive faster or get out of the way. To apprise other drivers of an error. To greet a friend. Around visually impaired pedestrians. Use emergency signals. If your vehicle breaks down on a highway, make sure that other drivers can see it. All too often, crashes occur because a driver did not see a stalled vehicle until it was too late to stop. If available, use your two-way radio or mobile phone to notify authorities that you or someone else has broken down. Many roadways have signs that tell you the CB channel or telephone number to call in an emergency. If you are having vehicle trouble and need to stop, if at all possible, get your vehicle off the road and away from traffic. Turn on your emergency flashers to show you are having trouble. If you cannot get your vehicle off the roadway, try to stop where other drivers have a clear view of your vehicle. Do not stop just over a hill or just around a curve. Try to warn other road users that your vehicle is there. Place emergency flares behind the vehicle. This allows other drivers to change lanes if necessary. If you do not have emergency flares or other warning devices, stand by the side of the road where you are safe and wave traffic around your vehicle. Use a white cloth if you have one. Never stand in the roadway. Do not even try to change a tire if it means you have to be in a traffic lane. Lift the hood or tie a white cloth to the antenna, side mirror, or door handle to signal an emergency. Stay out of the blind spot. Drive your vehicle where others can see you. Do not drive in another vehicle's blind spot. Try to avoid driving on either side and slightly to the rear of another vehicle. Either speed up or drop back so the other driver can see your vehicle more easily. When passing another car, get through the other driver's blind spot as quickly as you can. The longer you stay there, the longer you are in danger of them turning into you. Never stay alongside a large vehicle such as a truck or bus. These vehicles have large blind spots and it is hard for their drivers to see you. Letting others know what you are doing. Generally, other drivers expect you to keep doing what you are doing. You must warn them when you are going to change direction or slow down, by vehicle position and eye contact. This will give them time to react, if needed, or at least not to be surprised by what you do. Use your signals to communicate. You should use your turn signals before you change lanes, turn right or left, merge into traffic, pass on a highway or interstate, or park. It gives other drivers time to react to your moves. Get into the habit of signaling every time you change direction or lanes. Signal even when you do not see anyone else around. It is easy to miss someone who needs to know what you are doing. Left turns. Well ahead of your turn. Look for any following vehicles, give signal and move over close to the centerline. Signal 100 feet, one-third city block, or 300 feet, for rural areas, and start slowing down. Look and yield right of way to oncoming traffic. While waiting to complete the turn, keep your wheels pointed straight ahead. If you are struck from behind, you will not be forced into oncoming traffic. Enter street just to the right of the center, do not cut corners. After completing the turn, Gradually move to the center of your lane and be sure that your signal has cancelled. Right turns. Right turns should be made as close as practical to the right edge of the curb or roadway. Well in advance of your turn, get into the proper lane. Signal your right turn for 100 feet, one-third city block, or 300 feet, for rural areas, and slow down. Keep as close to the right side as possible when completing a right turn. Do not make a wide sweeping turn or cross into the left lane. Be careful that you do not signal too early. If there are streets, driveways, or entrances between you and where you want to turn, wait until you have passed them to signal. If another vehicle is about to enter the street between you and where you plan to turn, wait until you have passed it to signal your turn. If you signal earlier, the other driver may think you plan to turn where they are and they might pull into your path. After you have made a turn or lane change, make sure your turn signal is off. After small turns, the signals may not turn off by themselves. Turn it off if it has not clicked off by itself. If you don't, other drivers might think you plan to turn again. Signal when you slow down. Your brake lights let people know that you are slowing down. Always slow down as early as it is safe to do so. If you are going to stop or slow down at a place where another driver does not expect it, tap your brake pedal 3 or 4 times quickly to let those behind you know you are about to slow down. Signal when you slow down to turn off a roadway that does not have separate turn or exit lanes. Park or turn just before an intersection. Following traffic expects you to continue through the intersection. Avoid something in the road or stopped or slowing traffic that the driver behind you cannot see. Adjusting speed. The faster your vehicle is going, the more distance it will take to turn, slow, or stop. For example, stopping at 60 miles per hour does not take twice the distance as it takes at 30 miles per hour, but over 3 times the distance. Driving safely means adjusting your speed to road and traffic conditions, how well you can see, and obeying speed limits. Adjusting to road conditions. There are various road conditions where you must slow down to be safe. You must slow down before a curve, when the roadway is slippery, and when there is standing water on the road. The only contact your vehicle has with the road is through the tires. How good a grip the tires have on the road depends on the type and condition of the tires and the road. Many drivers do not pay enough attention to the condition of their tires or to the condition of the roadway. It is important that the tires be in good condition and have enough air in them. See the vehicle owner's manual for correct tire pressure. Rural roads. You do not have as much traction on gravel and dirt roads as you do on concrete and asphalt roads. When driving on gravel or dirt, you must slow down. It will take you much longer to stop and it is much easier to skid when turning. Gravel. Stopping or turning on loose gravel is more difficult compared to pavement because tire traction is reduced. Skidding can occur as traction is lost. A washboard effect can occur on gravel roads. This is a series of potholes that can affect steering and vehicle control. When driving on gravel, you must slow down. It will take you much longer to stop and it is much easier to skid when turning. Dust. During dry periods of the year, gravel roads can become extremely dusty. Vision can be reduced. It is recommended that drivers use low-beam headlights to make the vehicle more visible to others. Narrow bridges and roads. Gravel or dirt roads can be narrow and have little to no shoulder. Ditches can be very steep and dangerous. Drivers should look for narrow bridge signs and be prepared to stop for oncoming traffic. Curves. A vehicle can travel much faster in a straight line than it can in a curve. It is easy to go too fast in a curve. If you go too fast, the tires will not be able to grip the road, and the vehicle will skid. Always slow down before you enter the curve so you do not have to brake in the curve. Braking in a curve can cause the vehicle to skid. Slippery roads. Slow down at the first sign of rain, snow, or sleet. These all make the roadway slippery. When the road is slippery, the vehicle's tires do not grip as well as they do on a dry road. How slow should you go? On a wet road, reduce your speed about 10 miles per hour. On packed snow, cut your speed in half. Use snow tires or chains when the road has snow on it. On ice, you must slow to a crawl. It is very dangerous to drive on ice. If you become stranded in a snowstorm, the best thing to do is stay in the car because you are more likely to be found. If at all possible, do not drive when the roads are icy. In some areas where there is a lot of icy weather, special studded tires are allowed. Because these tires can cause road damage, they are not allowed in many areas or on certain roads. Studded tires are not allowed June 1 through September 30. Some road surfaces are slippery at certain times or places. Here are some clues to help you spot slippery roads. On cold, wet days, shady spots can be icy. These areas freeze first and dry out last. Overpasses and other types of bridges can have icy spots. The pavement on bridges can be icy even when other pavement is not. This is because bridges do not have earth underneath them to help insulate them against the cold. Ice can become wet when it is near the freezing point. This makes it more slippery than at temperatures well below freezing. If it starts to rain on a hot day, pavement can be very slippery for the first few minutes. Heat causes oil in the asphalt to come to the surface. It makes the road more slippery until the oil is washed off. Water on the roadway. When the road is wet, most tires have good traction up to about 35 miles per hour. However, as you go faster, your tires will actually start to float on a film of water. This is called hydroplaning. In a heavy rain, your tires can lose all traction with the road at about 50 miles per hour. Bald or badly worn tires will lose traction at much lower speeds. The best way to keep from hydroplaning is to slow down in the rain or when the road is otherwise wet. If it feels like your tires have lost traction with the surface of the road, you should ease your foot off the gas pedal. Keep the steering wheel straight. Only try to turn if it's an emergency. If you must turn, do it slowly or you will cause your vehicle to skid. Do not try to stop or turn until your tires are gripping the road again. Skid control. Look and steer where you want to go. Any road that is safe under normal conditions can be dangerous when it is wet or has snow or ice on it. High speeds under normal conditions also increase the possibility of a skid if you must turn or stop suddenly. Skids are caused when the tires can no longer grip the road. The best skid control is prevention. By judging weather and road conditions and knowing where skids are likely to occur, such as on curves or bridges, most skids can be avoided. In the vast majority of cases, skids are caused by drivers traveling too fast for conditions. If your vehicle begins to slide, stay off the brake until the vehicle slows. Your brakes will not work and could cause you to skid more. Take your foot off the accelerator to slow and look where you want to go. Steer. Use quick hand-over-hand steering to turn the wheel in the direction you want the vehicle to go. As soon as the vehicle begins to straighten out, turn the steering wheel back the other way. If you do not do so, your vehicle may swing around in the other direction and you could start a new skid. Continue to steer. Continue to correct your steering, left and right, until the vehicle is again moving down the road under your control. Wildlife and other animals. Animals are another dangerous part of driving. Drivers can't always predict when or where an animal might suddenly appear in the road. Crashes involving direct hits or swerving to avoid an animal resulted in about 200 deaths and 26,000 injuries per year, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Large animals such as deer, bear, moose, horses, elk, and cattle were involved in many of these crashes. Be aware and look for animals, especially at sunrise and sunset. If you see an animal, slow down and be prepared to stop. If there isn't time to stop or avoid the animal, do not swerve sharply. The driver's chance of getting seriously hurt are decreased if he, she hits the animal and avoids swerving into oncoming traffic or rolling the vehicle over in the ditch. Deer, elk, and similar wildlife travel in herds, so always look for more animals if you see one. Adjusting to traffic. Vehicles moving in the same direction at the same speed cannot hit one another. Crashes involving two or more vehicles often happen when drivers go faster or slower than other vehicles on the road. Keep pace with traffic. Each time you pass someone, there is a chance for a collision. If you are going faster than traffic, you will have to keep passing others. Drive with the flow of traffic, passing only as needed. The vehicle you are passing may change lanes suddenly, or, on a two-lane road, an oncoming car may suddenly appear. Slow down and keep with other traffic. Speeding does not save more than a few minutes. If you must exceed the speed limit to pass another vehicle, you should not pass until you can do so legally and safely. Going much slower than other vehicles can be just as risky as speeding. It tends to make vehicles bunch up behind you and causes the other traffic to pass you. If vehicles are piled up behind you, pull over and let them pass when it is safe to do so. You should drive the speed limit or consider using a slower road. Entering into traffic. When you merge with traffic, try to enter at the same speed that traffic is moving. Signal your intent to merge, use your rearview mirror, and look over your shoulder. High-speed roadways generally have ramps to give you time to build up speed. Use the ramp to reach the speed of other vehicles before you pull onto the road. Do not drive to the end of the ramp and stop. This will not leave you enough room to get up to the speed of traffic. Also, drivers behind you will not expect you to stop. If they are watching the traffic on the main road, you may be hit from the rear. If you have to wait for space to enter a roadway, slow down on the ramp so you have some room to speed up before you have to merge. When traveling on a controlled access highway and you observe another driver entering, you should, whenever possible, move to your left so that they may enter safely. Leaving traffic. Keep up with the speed of traffic as long as you are on the main road. If the road you are traveling has exit ramps, signal your intent to exit and do not slow down until you move onto the exit ramp. When you turn from a high-speed, two-lane roadway, try not to slow down too early if you have traffic following you. Tap your brakes and reduce your speed quickly, but safely. Slow-moving traffic. Some vehicles cannot travel very fast or have trouble keeping up with the speed of traffic. If you spot these vehicles early, you have time to change lanes or slow down safely. Slowing suddenly can cause a crash. Watch for large trucks and small, underpowered cars on steep grades or when they are entering traffic. They can lose speed on long or steep hills, and it takes longer for these vehicles to speed up when they enter traffic. Farm tractors, animal-drawn vehicles, and road maintenance vehicles usually go 25 miles per hour or less. These vehicles must have a slow-moving vehicle sign on the back. When four or more vehicles are slowed up, slow-moving vehicles must turn off the roadway whenever there is sufficient room for a safe turnout. Slow-moving vehicles must drive in the extreme right lane of roadway. Trouble spots. Wherever people or traffic gathers, your room to maneuver is limited. You need to lower your speed to have time to react in a crowded space. Here are some of the places where you may need to slow down. Shopping centers, parking lots, and downtown areas. These are busy areas with vehicles and people stopping and starting and moving in different directions. Rush hours. Rush hours often have heavy traffic and drivers that always seem to be in a hurry. Narrow bridges and tunnels. Vehicles approaching each other are closer together. Toll plazas. Vehicles are changing lanes and preparing to stop and then speeding up again as they leave the plaza. The number of lanes could change both before and after the plaza. Schools, playgrounds, and residential streets. These areas often have children present. Always be alert for children crossing the street, running, or riding into the street without looking. Adjusting to how well you can see. If something is in your path, you need to see it in time to be able to stop. It takes much longer and farther to stop than many people think. If you have good tires and brakes and dry pavement, at 50 miles per hour, it can take about 400 feet to react to something you see and bring your vehicle to a stop. That is about the length of a city block. At 30 miles per hour, it can take about 200 feet to stop. That is almost half of a city block. If you cannot see 400 feet ahead, it means you may not be driving safely at 50 miles per hour. If you cannot see 200 feet ahead, you may not be driving safely at 30 miles per hour. By the time you saw an object in your path, it might be too late to stop without hitting it. 9 out of 10 crashes are caused by errors in human judgment. The following are some elements that limit how well you can see, and tips to be a safer driver. Darkness. It is harder to see at night. You need to be closer to an object to see it at night than during the day. You must be able to stop within the distance you can see ahead with your headlights, which is about 400 feet. You should drive at a speed that allows you to stop within this distance, or about 50 miles per hour. Rain, fog, or snow. Drive with headlights on so other vehicles can see you. In a very heavy rain, snowstorm, or thick fog, you may not be able to see much more than 200 feet ahead. When you cannot see any farther than that, you cannot safely drive faster than 30 miles per hour. In a very heavy downpour, you may not be able to see well enough to drive. If this happens, pull off the road in a safe place and wait until the weather clears. Hills and curves. You may not know what is on the other side of a hill or just around a curve, even if you have driven the road hundreds of times. If a car is stalled on the road, just over a hill or around a curve, you must be able to stop. Whenever you come to a hill or curve where you cannot see over or around, adjust your speed so you can stop if necessary. Parked cars. Vehicles parked along the side of the road can block your view. People may be ready to get out of a car or walk out from between parked vehicles. Give parked vehicles as much room as you can. Most crashes between cars that are parallel parked and cars being driven on the street are caused by carelessness of the driver pulling away from the curb. Sight distance rule. Drive at a speed where you can always safely stop. To tell if you are driving too fast for conditions, use the 4-second sight distance rule. Pick out a stationary object as far ahead as you can clearly see, for example, a sign or telephone pole. Start counting. For example, 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000. If you reach the object before you finish saying 4-1000, you need to slow down. You are going too fast for your sight distance. You must not drive faster than the distance you can see. If you do, you are not safe and could injure or kill yourself or others. You can also use the 4-second sight distance rule at night to make sure you are not overdriving your headlights. Speed limits. You must comply with speed limits. They are based on the design of the road, the type of vehicles that use them, and where they are located. They take into account things you cannot see, such as side roads and driveways where people may pull out suddenly, and the amount of traffic that uses the road. Remember, speed limits are posted for ideal conditions. If the road is wet or icy, if you cannot see well, or if traffic is heavy, then you must slow down. Even if you are driving under the posted speed limit, you can get a ticket for traveling too fast under these conditions. Sharing space. You always must share the road with others. The more distance you keep between yourself and everyone else, the more time you have to react to them. This space is like a safety cushion. The more you have, the safer it can be. This section describes how to make sure you have enough space around you when you drive. Space ahead. Rear-end crashes are very common. They are caused by drivers following too closely to stop before hitting the vehicle ahead when that vehicle suddenly stops. There is an easy way to tell if you are following too closely. It is called the 3-second rule, and it works at any speed. 1. Watch for when the rear of the vehicle ahead passes a sign, pole, or any other stationary point. Count the seconds it takes you to reach the same spot. 2. Count. 1-1000. 2-1000, 3-1000. 3. You are following too closely if you pass the mark before you finish counting. 4. If so, drop back and then count again at another spot to check the new following distance. Repeat until you are following no closer than 3 seconds. There are situations when you need more space in front of your vehicle. In these situations, you may need a 4-second following distance to be safe. On slippery roads, as you need more distance to stop your vehicle on slippery roads, you must leave more space in front of you. If the vehicle ahead suddenly stops, you will need the extra distance to stop safely. When the driver behind you wants to pass, slow down to allow room in front of your vehicle. Slowing also will allow the pass to be completed sooner. When following motorcycles, if the motorcycle should fall, you need extra distance to avoid the rider. The chances of a fall are greatest on wet or icy roads, gravel roads, or metal surfaces such as bridges, gratings, or streetcar or railroad tracks. When following drivers who cannot see you, the drivers of trucks, buses, vans, or vehicles pulling campers or trailers may not be able to see you when you are directly behind them. They could stop suddenly without knowing you are behind them. Falling back allows you more room to see ahead. When you have a heavy load or are pulling a trailer, the extra weight increases your stopping distance. When it is hard for you to see ahead because of darkness or bad weather, you need to increase your following distance. If you are being followed closely, you should slow down, encouraging the vehicle behind you to pass, or pull off on a turnout and allow them to pass. When following emergency vehicles, police vehicles, ambulances, and fire trucks need more room to operate. When approaching railroad crossings, leave extra room for vehicles required to come to a stop at railroad crossings, including transit buses, school buses, or vehicles carrying hazardous materials. When stopped on a hill, leave extra space when stopped on a hill. The vehicle ahead may roll back when it starts up. Space behind. It is not always easy to maintain a safe distance behind your vehicle. However, you can help keep the driver at a safe distance by keeping a steady speed and signaling in advance when you have to slow down. Stopping to pick up or let off passengers, try to find a safe place out of traffic to stop. Parallel parking. If you want to parallel park and there is traffic coming behind you, then put on your turn signal, pull next to the space, and allow following vehicles to pass before you park. Driving slowly. When you have to drive so slowly that you slow down other cars, pull to the side of the road when it is safe to do so and let them pass. There are turnout areas on some two-lane roads you could use. Other two-lane roads sometimes have passing lanes. Being tailgated. Every now and then, you may find yourself being followed closely or tailgated by another driver. If you are being followed too closely and there is a right lane, move over to the right. If there is no right lane, wait until the way is clear, then reduce speed slowly. This will encourage the tailgater to drive around you. Never slow down quickly to discourage a tailgater. All that does is increase your risk of being hit from behind. Space to the side. You need space on both sides of your vehicle to have room to turn or change lanes. Avoid driving next to other vehicles on multi-lane roads. Someone may crowd your lane or try to change lanes and pull into you. Move ahead or drop to the back of the other vehicle. Keep as much space as you can between yourself and oncoming vehicles. On a two-lane road, this means not crowding the center line. In general, it is safest to drive in the center of your lane. Make room for vehicles entering on a roadway that has two or more lanes. If there is no one next to you, move over a lane. Keep extra space between your vehicle and parked vehicles. Someone could step out from a parked vehicle or from between vehicles, or a parked vehicle could pull out. Give extra space to pedestrians, especially children. They can move into your path quickly and without warning. Do not share a lane with a pedestrian or bicyclist. Wait until it is safe to pass in the adjoining lane. Split the difference rule. Split the difference between two hazards, for example, steer a middle course between oncoming and parked vehicles. However, if one is more dangerous than the other, leave a little more space on the danger side. For example, if the oncoming vehicle is a tractor trailer, leave a little more room on the side that the truck will pass. When possible, take potential hazards one at a time. For example, if you are overtaking a bicycle and an oncoming vehicle is approaching, slow down and let the vehicle pass first so that you can give extra room to the bicycle. Space to merge. You need a gap of about 4 seconds anytime you want to merge with other traffic. If you move into the middle of a 4-second gap, both you and the vehicle that is now behind you have a 2-second following distance. You need a 4-second gap whenever you change lanes, enter a roadway, or your lane merges with another travel lane. Do not try to merge into a gap that is too small. A small gap can quickly become even smaller. Enter a gap that gives you a big enough space cushion to be safe. If you want to cross several lanes, take them one at a time. Like going up or down stairs one step at a time, it is safest and easiest to merge one lane at a time. It is very difficult to determine that all the lanes are free and safe to cross. If you try to wait until all the lanes are clear, you could tie up traffic and even cause a crash. space to cross or enter. When you cross traffic, you need a large enough gap to get all the way across the road without stopping. When you enter traffic, you need enough space to first turn and then get up to speed. Stopping halfway across is only safe when there is a median divider large enough to hold your car. Do not stop in a divider where part of your vehicle is sticking out into traffic. If you are turning left, make sure there are no vehicles or pedestrians blocking your path. You do not want to be caught waiting for a path to clear while being stuck across a lane that has an oncoming vehicle bearing down on you. Even if you have a green light, do not start across the intersection if there are cars blocking your way. If you are caught in the intersection when the light changes to red, you will block other traffic. You can get a ticket for blocking an intersection. Never assume another driver will share space with you or give you space. Do not turn just because an approaching vehicle has a turn signal on. The driver may plan to turn beyond you, or have forgotten to turn the signal off from a prior turn. This is particularly true of motorcycles. Their signals often do not cancel by themselves. Wait until the other driver actually starts to turn and then go if it is safe to do so. Space for passing. Whenever signs or road markings permit you to pass, you will have to judge whether you have enough room to pass safely. Do not count on having enough time to pass several cars at once. Be safe. As a general rule, only pass one vehicle at a time. At a speed of 55 miles per hour, you need about 10 seconds to pass. That means you need a 10-second gap in oncoming traffic and sight distance to pass. You must judge whether you have enough space to pass safely. At 55 miles per hour, you will travel over 800 feet in 10 seconds. So will an oncoming vehicle. That means you need over 1600 feet or about one-third of a mile to pass safely. It is hard to judge the speed of oncoming vehicles at this distance. They do not seem to be coming as fast as they really are. A vehicle that is far enough away generally appears to be standing still. In fact, if you can really see it coming closer, it may be too close for you to pass. If you are not sure, wait to pass until you are sure that there is enough space. Hills and curves, you have to be able to see at least one-third of a mile or about 10 seconds ahead. Anytime your view is blocked by a curve or a hill, you should assume that there is an oncoming vehicle just out of your sight. Therefore, you should treat a curve or a hill as you do an oncoming vehicle. This means you should not start to pass if you are within one-third of a mile of a hill or a curve. Intersections, it is dangerous to pass where a vehicle is likely to enter or cross the road. Such places include intersections, railroad crossings, and shopping center entrances. While you are passing, the vehicle you are passing can block your view of people, vehicles, or trains. Also, drivers turning right into the approaching lane will not expect to find you approaching in their lane. They may not even look your way before turning. Lane restrictions. Before you pass, look ahead for road conditions and traffic that may cause other vehicles to move into your lane. You might lose your space for passing because of people or bicyclists near the road, a narrow bridge or other situation that causes reduced lane width, a patch of ice, pothole, or something on the road. Space to return. Do not pass unless you have enough space to return to the driving lane. And do not count upon other drivers to make room for you. Before you return to the driving lane, be sure to leave enough room between yourself and the vehicle you have passed. When you can see both headlights of the vehicle you just passed in your rearview mirror, it is safe to return to the driving lane. Space for slow-moving vehicles and animals. Slow-moving vehicles. The slow-moving vehicle emblem, a fluorescent or reflective orange triangle, must be displayed on the rear of vehicles drawn by animals, and most farm vehicles and construction equipment. The United States Postal Service also requires these orange safety triangles to be displayed on all rural mail delivery vehicles. Use caution when approaching a slow-moving vehicle and be sure it is safe before you pass. Livestock and draft animals and horse-drawn vehicles. Always give the right-of-way to an animal that someone is leading, riding, or driving. Animals are easily scared by motor vehicles. When you get near an animal or horse-drawn vehicle, be careful and do the following. Slow down. Stop if the animal or vehicle is coming toward you or is crossing your path. Allow the animal to pass. If the animal or vehicle is traveling in the same direction as you, Allow plenty of room for passing safely. Drive at a reasonable speed. Do not honk your horn or make a loud noise. If the animal you are passing looks scared, pull your vehicle to the side and stop. Proceed only when it's safe. Stop if a rider or driver signals you to do so. This applies to horses, cattle, and any other draft animals. Horseback riders. Horseback riders are subject to, and protected by, the rules of the road. They also must ride single file near the right curb or road edge, or on a usable right shoulder, lane, or path. The law requires you to exercise due care when approaching a horse being ridden or led along a road. You must drive at a reasonable speed, and at a reasonable distance away from the horse. It is illegal to sound your horn when approaching or passing a horse. Space for special situations. There are certain drivers and other road users you should give extra room to. Here are some of them. Those who cannot see you. Anyone who cannot see you may enter your path without knowing you are there. Those who could have trouble seeing you include drivers at intersections or driveways, whose view is blocked by buildings, trees, or other cars. Drivers backing into the roadway, or backing into or pulling out of parking spaces. Drivers whose windows are covered with snow or ice or are steamed up. Pedestrians with umbrellas in front of their faces or hats pulled down. People who are distracted. Even when others can see you, allow extra room or be extra cautious if you think they may be distracted. People who may be distracted include delivery persons, construction workers, children, and drivers who are not paying attention to their driving, for example, talking or texting on their cell phone, eating, putting on makeup, playing music too loudly, etc. People who may be confused. People who are confused may cause an unsafe situation. People who may be confused include tourists, or others, who do not seem to know where they are going. Drivers who slow down for what seems like no reason. Drivers looking for street signs or house numbers. Drivers in trouble. If another driver makes a mistake, do not make it worse. For example, drivers who pass you when they do not have enough room. Slow down and let them return to the drive lane safely. If another driver needs to suddenly change lanes, slow down and let them merge. These gestures will keep traffic moving smoothly and safely.